Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting activities in the Office of the Prime Minister over the past week. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. On Thursday, April 30, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller attended the official launch of the third United Nations Global Road Safety Week 2015 at Appliance Traders Limited ATL Auto House in Kingston. Mrs. Simpson Miller used the occasion to implore citizens to engage in safer road use practices to better protect the lives of vulnerable users, particularly children.
No child should feel threatened as they travel daily to school, church, or to participate in social activities. We have to protect our children. It is our duty. It is our ultimate trust as a society to preserve and protect the lives of children who are the very future of our nation.
The Prime Minister says the theme for Global Road Safety Week, Save Kids' Lives, is a most appropriate call to action at a time when children's lives are threatened on and off the roads. UN Global Road Safety Week is being observed May 4 to 10. Mrs. Simpson Miller says Jamaica's road safety program must be viewed as part of a national plan to grow the economy. She says this is important as road crashes have been negatively impacting economic growth and development.
With every loved one we lose, we also lose a part of our country's economic viability. The economic cost of motor vehicle crashes is estimated to be between 1 and 2% of Jamaica's gross national product. Road crashes are therefore counterproductive to Jamaica's development as they wipe out national growth potential. Furthermore, crashes cause grief and pain. They are killers of dreams. They spill blood. They disrupt lives. It disrupts families, especially if the person injured or killed is a provider of his or her family.
A total of 124 persons, including 5 children, have lost their lives due to road fatalities since the start of the year. The Prime Minister last week also lauded Jamaica's credit union movement for its contribution to the economic development of Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller, who was addressing the opening of Hanover Cooperative Credit Union's new building in Lucy, April 23, said the institutions continue to play a major role in positively transforming the lives of members. The Prime Minister notes that the credit union movement grew out of the period of the 1970s, when the establishment of community-based financial institutions was encouraged by government policy. She says the institutions have withstood the test of time and continue to play a major role in positively transforming people's lives and helping their members to realize their dreams. And the Prime Minister also announced plans for the signing of a contract in the first week of May for road improvement works in sections of Hanover.
The National Works Agency has advised me that plans are in place for some major road improvement work to be done in the Riley Bridge to Dias and Green Island, the Santoy areas of the parish this year. The contractor has already been selected and the contract is being signed in the first week of May.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says the government continues to explore opportunities that will spur investments in Hanover and create jobs for residents. That's it for this week's edition. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians,
take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.